Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Thursday, the 16th of September. Mm. And who would like to earn $108 million?
Yes, thanks.
In 4 years. That's good money. That is great money.
Oh, boy. Imagine.
That is what NFL star, is Sydney born and raised, Jordan Mailata is earning. And he plays for the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFL. And we spoke to Joe Fonzie about it from KTVU, Channel 2 News in San Francisco.
Oh, and in NRL tips, we had our celebrity guest Tipper Lee from White Lady Funerals.
And we spoke to Aline. She is from Geared to Drive. We have built her an ad for her business. How did it go?
Paddy and Rob Palmer's Build My Ag.
Oh, we've been enjoying doing this, Robert, haven't we?
Yeah, it is quite... It's quite a lot of fun just to have no restrictions.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
We get you, if you've got a Central Coast business, to go to triplem.com.au and register your business. Give us some details about what you do.
Oh, we won't just make stuff up.
No.
Use the information you give us and
build them an ad.
Yeah.
And we've got Aline from Geared to Drive.
G'day, Aline.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you going?
Pretty good, thank you.
All right. Now, Geared to Drive, what do you guys do?
Well, it's all by myself, really, but I'm a driving instructor here on the Central Coast, based at Greenpoint.
Okay, yeah. Driving
instructor.
It's
all in the name, actually, Paddy, if you say the name and then you sort of realise that it's...
Geared to Drive.
Geared to Drive.
Oh, I was just asking.
Okay.
Not everyone would have got it right.
Yeah.
So you're a driving instructor from Greenpoint.
Yeah.
Yes.
Aline.
That's it.
And you've asked Aline what the business is after making the ad.
Now, you guys can still operate through COVID, can't you?
We're still allowed to, yes.
Still
we've got to put in all our protocols to keep everybody safe, myself and our learners.
Right. That's right. Yeah, that's really important. Yeah.
Do you have a special brake on the passenger side of the car?
Yeah, it's kind of helpful.
How often do you have to use it?
Well, not all that often, really. It just depends on the student. I mean, some are sort of a little bit more nervous than others, so it just depends.
Do you have more airbags on that passenger side where you sit?
Well, don't tell everybody else that, but yes, no.
Look, I am actually teaching my son to drive at the moment. We took him on his first experience onto a four-lane road, and I think that was a mistake because I had to hold the steering wheel a couple of times, but... You want to sort of start slowly, don't you?
Yeah, you should take them out in the back streets just to start off with. It's really hard trying to find quiet streets on the Central Coast nowadays, but that's pretty much where we start them off. And then as soon as they get a bit of confidence, straight out onto that road. You've got to bite the bullet a little bit and just challenge them a little bit. Otherwise, they never learn anything.
Yeah.
Aline, have you ever had a customer or a client come through and they've done no driving whatsoever?
Lots of them.
Wow.
Yeah. I've even got a few international students. I've actually got a lady at the moment. She's from Sri Lanka. She's had a license since 2008 and never been behind the steering wheel.
Hey, gee, what? How do you get a license if you've never been behind the steering wheel?
Well, they have very different requirements over in...
Over and you just change your license into an international...
Wow.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Have you ever had a student that you just thought, this is never going to work for you and you should never drive a car again?
Well, no. I think everybody's teachable. Everyone's teachable.
That's what we like to hear at Geared to Drive.
And that's what we took into when we prepared the ad for you.
Oh.
All right. So this is your ad that we've done on Build My Ad. It's Geared to Drive, and this is your ad that we've put together for you. Aline?
I can't wait.
Let's have a listen.
Here at Geared to Drive, we leave nothing to chance. Formed just prior to 2021 lockdown, our learners are enjoying empty roads like never before. We have plenty of room and time to knuckle down and work on all essential driving skills.
Perhaps a little softer next time.
Steering column controls like indicator use.
Okay, turn left. Whoops, those are your wipers. Try again. That's better.
Our cars can be fitted with shock-absorbent, harness-secured seating for those pesky first-hill starts.
And we're away.
We pride ourselves on patience and understand that no one is perfect to begin with, especially on that first night drive when headlights can only change the perspective.
Okay, turn them on. Lovely.
Remembering sometimes it can start raining while out on the road.
Okay, let's turn those wipers on, please.
God, turn the lights back on! Now!
We do take every aspect of driving as seriously as the next, and safety comes first. But there is one lesson that every driver must master.
Welcome to Macca's. Can I take your order?
Two cheeseburger Happy Meals, thanks. And a strawberry sundae?
Yeah, next window, please. Card or cash?
Oh, kind of forgot my wallet. Could you get this one for me, please?
At Geared to Drive, we know full well that whoever orders the food pays for the food.
I'll pay you back later.
There you go, Aileen.
Oh, I think you might have been in my car when all this happened.
Oh, good one. Hey, and if anyone wants to book a driving lesson with you, where do they go? What do they do?
You can find me. I've got my own website, Geared to Drive, which is geared with the number 2todrive.com.au. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, or you can contact me on 0402 345 879.
Thank you very much. Thanks for taking part in Triple M's Build My Ad.
Good one, Aileen.
Thank you, guys.
The other day, they had the council meeting. To find out more, we have got the administrator from Central Coast Council, Rick Hart, joining us this morning. G'day, Rick.
Hi, Rick. Good morning.
How you going, buddy?
I'm going extraordinarily well. I'm looking forward to getting out of this location that I live in at the moment.
Yeah, lockdown, mate. It's going to happen. It is going to happen.
I hope you're right.
Oh, geez, I thought you
you're doing a
there.
Good job of sounding fresh as a daisy.
Hey, Rick, this is good. I could imagine there's a lot of people listening this morning who have put development applications into the council. And is there going to be some fast-tracking of this?
It's not so much that it's a fast-tracking process. What holds the process up a lot of the time is the fact that particularly people come in and put an application in, which is just totally and utterly incomplete. So we ask them to go away and, you know, get an engineer's report or an environmental report or something, and then that takes time, and then they submit that back in, and then we say, well, look, there's still something else that's missing. So what we're doing now is it's more like a pre-DA side of things. So you'll come in. So mum and dad will come in to the council, they'll sit down with the duty planner, and the duty planner will say, this is, if you produce this, 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 and this, then there should be no issues with your DA. So, but we're not going to accept it until such time as you come with all the complete information. So it puts the onus back on people to come with the right information. When they've come with the right information, we will be able to process it in a much faster time frame than we currently do. Otherwise, it looks like we've got a whole heap of DAs choking up the system, when in actual fact, it's generally speaking, we're waiting for someone to submit something.
That's great to be able to make it clear, basically, so that people know what's needed of them before they even think about submitting the app.
That's the main thing, yeah. It's just getting people to understand. People throw a DA in these days and they want to add a room to the back of the house and a deck. And we know that they'll need an engineer's report, you know, for a structural beam. But they don't put that in when they come in, and then we say, well, go away and get an engineer to make sure that you've got the right size beam to go in there. And then they go and do that, and we say, well, look, you know, you haven't got this completely sorted yet. So instead of that, they'll be told right up front, you need to get a structural engineer report, you need to do this, and you need to do that. Then come back with your DA complete, and that way we can process it much, much quicker.
Dick, how many will you have, like, working in that department? Because I know, you know, we cover a big area. We've got 350,000 people living on the Central Coast.
About 3,000 applications to get through a year, I read. And
so are you guys going to have a few people where people can go to? Are there going to be
One of the things, unfortunately, we had to downsize, as you know, to sort of live within our means. And one of the areas that was impacted upon was we do have less planners that we had previously. Hopefully, there will need to be some fine tuning, I'll call it that, of the organisation, because we had to obviously cut heavily to meet banks' requirements. But having done that, we now need to look at, there'll be some areas which we could probably need to release the valve on a bit, and other areas where we might have to tighten it up a wee bit, just to balance things up. DAs, or processing and planners, is one area where we'll probably have to look to release the valve a little bit. But at the moment, with these changes, I'd expect that our time frames will still improve compared to where they were previously.
Yep.
But it is problematic for us. Happen to live within our means right at the moment.
Right. Yeah.
Look, last week we spoke about a proposal to increase the fees for water and sewage across the coast, and we had quite a response from everyone listening, just saying that in some places the water didn't really come up to par.
Yeah.
And they were wondering how a raise could be in order if what they're provided is below, you know, acceptable standard.
Yeah, Jason from Davistown called about it, Rick.
If it rains, our sewage stops working. Floods, doesn't work. They've got to get pump trucks out to fix it. And then water, we must have the highest burst water main average on the Central Coast and the dirtiest water. You can fill up a glass and it's yellow 4, 5, 6 times a week.
So how, Rick, if they do increase the water sewage rates, how do you
tell someone like Jason that he's got to pay more for that?
Well, the simple thing is, the first thing is the reason why we're asking for more money is simply because those are the issues that are occurring. Our problem is the, you know, IPART removed $39 million on an annual basis from our revenue side, which meant that we couldn't do as much of the maintenance and the looking after of things as we could. So our application to IPART this time, and bear in mind it's an application to IPART who are the regulator, who will make a judgment, and IPART's role is to make sure that we are charging the lowest possible price, but at the same time providing a service that meets all the environmental and legislative requirements and that gives the coast a good supply, sustainable supply of good drinking water. So
does that mean Jason will get an improvement in his service?
He should definitely get an improvement of the service, because by getting some more revenue in, we are obviously able to spend more money on the things that are needed, such as the maintenance and the renewal of some of the pipes. It's also just important just to note that water and sewer, we can't use any surplus money. If we got any surplus funds from there, it can only be spent in water and sewer. It cannot be spent on any other part of council business. And if there's a loss there, which is currently we have, then that loss is actually made up by the general rate that people pay for their properties.
All right, mate. We've run out of time because we've got a few things we've got to do this morning. But yeah. As more things come to hand, of course, we'll get back to you with that, okay?
Yeah, happy to help, mate.
All right. Jordan Mailata has officially signed the richest contract ever earned by an Australian in the NFL. The 24-year-old former South Sydney Rabbitohs player has been playing with the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's hit pay dirt, Rob.
Oh, he's hit it out of the stadium.
He has. To find out more, we have got from KTVU Channel 2 News in San Francisco, we have got Joe Fonzie with us this morning.
How are you there, Joe?
Oh, my goodness. It's so nice to talk to you guys again. And I don't know, is the American dollar still strong? Is that in American dollars that he's getting paid or what?
Oh, who cares? Less than $108 million, Joe. No,
sorry. Once I get above 40, I'm not really concerned.
Mate, it's a lot of money, isn't it, this deal worth $108 million?
Yeah, you know, and you know what's so unusual about that is, you know, there have been Australian players over here before, but never as an offensive lineman. And, you know, that's a position where you have to have, you almost have to grow up playing American football, because there are a lot of subtleties that are involved with those positions. So for the Eagles to commit to him long term like that, that really says something about him, a guy who did not grow up playing American football and learning the subtleties of that position really quickly, and then them having enough confidence in him to sign him up long term. So that says something about him as an unusual person.
Yeah, I've always wondered a bit, because rugby league's a pretty brutal sport and there's not that much padding. And I always sort of looked at these American footballers and thought, I'll take your padding off and we'll see how you go. But these guys hit so hard, it's ridiculous. How long's Jordan been playing in the States?
Yeah, well, the thing about, too, you know, and like Australian rules football or rugby, what's so different is, you know, American football is just short little bursts of, you know, 4 seconds or so, and then you go back to the huddle. And the position really dictates the size of the person. So, you know, offensive linemen, they try to make them as big as possible. You're not running around the field like you would be all game in rugby. So it's a completely different type of conditioning. So there's, you know, you can be a big, gigantic guy who you are either a protector if you're a pass blocker, or you're just trying to mow somebody over if you're blocking for a run, but you do that for 4 or 5 seconds, and then you go back in the huddle and catch your breath. You're not running all over around the field. So it's a completely different type of conditioning. And again, as an offensive lineman, there's so much subtleness mentally that's involved in that position. And the fact that he was able to learn that so quickly in a game that he did not grow up playing really says a lot about him.
Joe, compared to other NFL players, $108 million, is that a big payday?
Well, not for a player who is highly regarded as kind of a franchise player. And the positions that they really value, most quarterbacks are right-handed, so that means their blind side is their left side. So if you're a left tackle, you're getting protected from by a left tackle. Just about every team knows you need a strong left tackle. You need a strong quarterback. You need maybe one good wide receiver, a threat that's a deep threat. You probably need a shutdown corner, and you might need a really good linebacker. So you'll see teams using high draft picks, and then once you identify that person as someone that you want to keep on your roster, you're apt to sign him to that kind of contract that he got. So what that says is the Eagles have identified him as a key player in their offense, and they pay him accordingly. He's getting paid the way those kinds of players get paid.
And it is true, too, that sports reporters who cover the NFL get paid just as much, I hear.
Yeah, I actually make more than he does, and so I don't need to work anymore. No. Yeah, we would love to be... Believe me, if I was getting paid the way he was, you would not still be talking to me as a sports reporter anymore. I would be retired somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But you know what is interesting about this is, you know, because of COVID, I haven't traveled. I did not travel at all last season. In fact, I only covered one game in person that was here locally. But they are sending me to Philadelphia for that game. So I'll be there firsthand. I'll be able to watch him. The 49ers are playing the Eagles on Sunday. So I'll be there first game that I've traveled to in 18 months. And I will be able to report back to you directly, not only how he does, but how the 49ers do.
Oh, Jay Fonzie. It is the final series of the NRL. We've got two games this week. And this year, I said to you, Robert, I wanted you as our celebrity guest tipper to get Jared Croker.
Yeah,
from
Raiders. But you got to be a little clearer. I thought you just said that Jared croaked it, and right. I thought, that's a little insensitive, mate. And I didn't know how to approach Jared's family.
Right.
So I went to the only person I thought would have the sensitivity to deal with such a sensitive issue, and that was Lee from White Lady Funerals.
Right. Lee, good morning.
Hey, Lee.
Hi, Patty and Rob. How are you guys?
Not too bad. We are sorry for the mix, but I tell you what not sorry about, how you guys, where we were on that big poster at Lizaro, the big billboard, you disposed of us. You're up there now.
Yeah, I heard you made a comment about that not too long ago.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you just threw us straight in the furnace.
Yeah.
You've got to admit her head's prettier than you fellas.
Hey, just... Just.
Only a little bit.
She gets 9 out of 10, and we got 1 out of 10. So only just.
Just one figure in it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Zero. Okay. Right.
Now, Lee, now that we've got you here, will you have a look and be our celebrity guest tipper for the two finals games this weekend?
I sure will. Okay. As you know, I'm not very good at football.
Doesn't matter.
Though I come from a family of footballers, but my son, Chase, gave me the tip.
So, oh, did he?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
On your Chasey.
So, yeah. So we have Manly to beat the Roosters.
Oh, yeah. No worries. You've even got them in front of you.
Yeah.
So Manly.
Yeah.
That's on
Friday night. 7-10-8.
Okay. So the Chooks are gone then, because whoever loses is out for the rest of the year. That's
correct.
Gone. So
that's
the Chooks are gone.
That's what a sudden death final
is about.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
And Penrith to beat Parramatta.
Penrith to beat. Oh, yeah.
I thought we were on shaky ground before, Lee.
I don't think I did too well last time, did I?
No, you didn't.
Actually, that's
no.
good then.
No,
okay.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
All right, so Roosters Eels it is.
Now, yes. Lee, what do you think about this? Earlier on, no, it was last night I saw Victor Radley. He plays for the Roosters. He's playing.
Victor's the one that got a suspension for his,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. yeah, earlier on this year. Anyway, he was talking about his good mate, James Tedesco. You know, and I look, you know, playing footy, it's like a workmate. And Victor said on the news last night,
this is the goat, man. I love him.
Yep.
I do love him. So I want to play with him, room with him.
Yep.
Oops.
Hey, yeah. And I said to Rob Palmer, see, that's a good workmate, don't you reckon? That is a good workmate.
He's just a suck up. That's what that is.
Keep going.
Yeah. All Rob does is make me a cup of coffee, and that's it, Lee. A bit disappointed.
Is that all?
That's it. That's it. Nothing more. Nothing less.
Come on, Rob.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So he asked me to come around and clean his toilet the other day. There's some places you've got to draw the line, right, Lee?
Yeah, well, Patty, you've got to respect the elderly. Is it? He's been around for a long time.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you very much. Oh, you're talking about me. No. Anyway, Lee, from White Lady Funeral, thanks for that. We'll speak to you very soon. Hope your tips come home, okay?
Well,
see you how they go. Take care, okay?
Okay.
See you, Lee.
You too,
thanks,
guys.
Lee.
Bye.
You know what, Patty?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Patty and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.